Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst. The trailer booking at Billy Bones. A Paolo Di Canio. West Ham United. We celebrate our victories. We stick together in defeat. Proud of our history, West Ham United, more than just a podcast, more than just a podcast.
Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening. This is more than just a podcast. Episode 13, season 13, episode 17. I'll get this right one day. I've only been doing it for 12 years. What do I know? 13 years! 13 years!
Well, you've only been hosting for 4 years, 5 years?
A bit longer than that, actually. I can't remember the lot. Yeah. George sort of semi-retired some time ago. But you'll be glad, John. Later on, I can reveal the results of Super 6. But more of that, I don't want to spoil the suspense. More of that later. No George tonight. And not for the foreseeable future, he said. He won't lie. He's struggling with all life and everything to join at the moment. So,
he joined John's us gone, again. Everyone. You're not going to see... George is gone. You're not going to see George again.
No, that's not true. He will join us. He's joined
no,
us.
I didn't interpret it like that. Oh, it sounded like goodbye to me.
It wasn't a goodbye, was it? It wasn't a dear John.
Well, it sounds like goodbye, but I'll see you for a drink.
Yeah. He did say, I'll join you.
Lovely and cream song.
Yeah.
Did someone put Nigel in the fucking wardrobe?
No, but he's... I need to give him a little bit of volume. Anyway, Len,
you sure
where,
do.
There you go. Len, where are you? What are you doing?
Same old place, and I doing the same old shit, really.
John, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm doing the same old shit we use.
Nigel, Jeez. Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm on the A31.
It was.
You're on the A31? That's not the way
A31,
to Plymouth.
A31, yeah. Heading towards... Well, I'm not going Plymouth, I'm going Weymouth, you dickhead.
What are you going to Weymouth for?
Well, because I finished Plymouth.
Oh. Is it like a tour? Are you doing a tour of, like, doing stand-up comedy?
Well, once I've finished, so 3 weeks Weymouth, and then could be Swansea, but I might swerve that.
It's like a tour.
And then I think there's a couple of others to do. Oh, right. So it's a tour of the country, basically.
Do you get a tour t-shirt?
I stop when I'm ready to stop. I should do one, really, and I?
Yeah. Anywho.
Mercury Systems on tour.
Yeah.
Coming to a West Country town near you.
Enough of Nigel on tour. Let's talk about football.
Because get Nigel to talk first while you still got him, because he'll cut in and out if he's got a good signal.
We haven't won one, but we've won two games in a week.
You're joking.
Did you see that?
Not Woo-hoo. Another one?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this.
What is your obsession with this clip, Sean?
Oh, Brenda. I called her Maureen last week. Brenda, you're so right. I can't believe it as well. It's just a funny clip, right? Nigel, two games. I know you didn't come to both of them, but did you watch them? Did you watch the Olympiacos?
Who, me?
Yeah, yeah. While you were in Centre Parks, weren't you?
I was in Centre Parks, yeah. Watched it in a bar full of Villa fans.
Yeah, who were they supporting for?
Aston Villa, because obviously they had the Aston Villa game on the little screens, and right. We were outnumbered 6-1 Villa fans, and to the few West Ham that were in the bar, and they put West Ham game on the big screen. The start of Villa game on the little screen.
Too right.
So that was good.
And what did you make of it? Obviously, we won 1-0. Can't believe it. On my Super 6, when I was really trying, I decided not to do a 1-0. Prediction. I did a 2-0 prediction, and of course it ended 1-0. But
I was happy. I actually thought it was good to win. You know, they're no mugs. I know they don't travel well, so I always thought we could get a win. You know, they're 46 times champions of Greece, Champions League, regular 30 odd times in Europe, the most European Greek team to have played in any competition. So I think that's a decent result, to be fair. And anyone who complains about the performance was this and the performance was that, not happy, I don't know. I don't get what they're expecting. Because I thought we won it and that was the important thing. Yeah, that. And we didn't concede. And I thought people dug in. They didn't want to come. They came and played. They, you know, a point was they were desperate for the point. And it showed in the way they played. And you
know. That man, Lucas Paquetá, on 73 minutes, with, of course, another assist for Ward-Prowse, who can't get in the England squad. Yeah. Did you think it was coming, or did you think, you know, we left it quite late, 73?
I thought we would get there in the end. Great through ball, and Paquetá's finish was fantastic.
Good, yeah.
And you know, Paquetá, blimey, 50% world class, 50% worse than Souček in the way he plays. But, you know, he's got to be the first name on the team sheet, isn't he? Or one of them, every game.
Yeah. West Ham had the possession, 56% to Olympiacos, 44%. West Ham had 14 shots, 5 on target. Olympiacos had 9 shots. How many on target, Nigel?
I don't remember one.
No, you're right. 0.
Yeah.
We had 6 corners, their 5. We fouled 9 times, their 5. Dirty West Ham. Dirty West Ham. Anyway, we're going to come back to you in a minute for the second game. But let's move on to you, Johnny Boy, because you were there. You came to the London Stadium for the Olympiacos game on Nigel's tickets while he was away. You stood next to us. You were 4 minutes
late.
What was
my view like, John, from the Marseille?
Oh, yeah.
What
was your...
Yeah, it's similar to mine. Yeah. Very similar. You still like sent me your bank details, by the way.
No, I've marked up the price now. You're sat in bank
free. I was going to say, you paid all that money, John, but you haven't. And I said, you were 4 minutes late from the bar because you were still drinking for kickoff. You missed Bubbles and the Light Show.
I didn't want to come in. I didn't want to come straight in. I didn't want to watch the Bubbles and the Light Show. No. I didn't want to come straight in and try and squeeze in anywhere.
You went at
38. I finished my beer, any casual,
very
casually.
Yeah, 4 minutes late for kickoff. Left at 38 to get another beer.
I went and bought the round. It was my round. Yeah, I had to go and get the beers in. We know it's a 38-minute rule.
So
you know that.
I know that, but you left. That means you left 7, and there was 3 minutes. 10 minutes early before half-time. You then were 4 minutes left back for the kick-off.
I had to finish my beer, mate.
Yeah? And you left 10 minutes early.
I had to leave early because it was my last train. I wouldn't have got my last train.
Anyway, thanks for coming.
I was glad to be there.
Yeah, you didn't miss much, let's be honest.
Well, there you go. I was like, you know.
Saw the goal?
I had it, yeah. I saw the goal.
You did go see the goal, that is true.
I did see the goal. I had the day off the next day, so I had a good couple of beers. It was all good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you enjoy most about your European London Stadium experience was.
Getting out, seeing everyone and having a beer.
All right. Not the kebab, not your £8.50 kebab that you and George had.
No, because I didn't, wasn't going to have a kebab. I was going to have something else, but they didn't. They
what was
wouldn't
the kebab
serve
like?
It was all right, to be honest.
That's a fair price, to be fair. £8.50 for a kebab, I thought.
It wasn't. It wasn't that bad. I've, you know, was going to have a jumbo sausage roll dog thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
George
tell
wanted.
That story.
But he, neither of us liked mustard, so he went up to try and get one without mustard, and they said they couldn't do it.
They said,
I heard about this.
Yeah, George, how much for a bun without all that crap?
It was like £8.50 each again or whatever, jumbo sausage roll, dog roll, hot dog. And it was like with mustard, ketchup and sauces, or with no sauce, same price. He said, can I have it without mustard? And they said, no, you either have it with all the sauces or not
you
at all.
You never put ketchup on hot dog. It's a saying. Never put ketchup on hot dog. What's wrong with people?
Yeah. Don't like mustard.
But they were serving ghost ship. You had a pint of ghost ship, John?
I had, 3 pints of ghost ship.
Oh, nice. And of course, before the game, we met the Americans in the ABBA bar. They didn't seem too impressed with the ABBA bar. They sort of said, this is not Green Street. And I had to remind them that it wasn't Green Street. It was Stratford. But John and Dave were not too impressed, were they, with the ABBA bar? Each their own.
It's not very impressive, is it?
I like it. The glitter, the dancing,
well,
the
you
singing.
Would, Dave, wouldn't you? It just does something
you up. Your hairdressing, Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
It?
Exactly that.
Oh, I've got to go. Before that ABBA shuts down, I've got to go. Carmel went last week when we were there on Thursday night. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah. Anywho, let's get back to the football. It's not a kebab, ghost ship, and ABBA podcast. For what you watch the football, did you think David Moyes was
a tactical genius?
A tactical genius, yeah.
Yeah. It was a really good goal, really good finish. We were uncertain whether it was offside or not because the ref line up was a pretty awful game.
We were right in line with that, weren't we?
Yeah.
Myself and John, because John couldn't find your seat and came to our seats by accident because he got lost. We were in line
with
that. And we didn't celebrate it, did we?
No, because the liner had his flag up straight away, didn't he?
Yeah, but also the ball seemed to. When James Ward-Prowse lobbed it in the air, it seemed to go forever. And by the time it was in the air for so long, by the time Pakatar moved in front of us, he did look offside. But when you see the replay, obviously, you can see it wasn't offside. But we didn't have that, so we didn't celebrate.
Anyway,
we were robbed
good
of that goal.
Goal
celebration,
well,
weren't we?
The mad thing about that was, obviously, they gave it offside. First showing on the TV, you could see behind the player. So I think it was Don Hutchinson was on comms.
Yeah.
It was like a goal. And what we couldn't work out was why it took 2 minutes to then be confirmed, because even Don Hutchinson was going, this is crazy. We know it's a goal.
didn't even need a line drawn.
Well,
it was
you,
a funny one.
Yeah. You say that, but we at the ground, Nigel, were saying, why are they bothering to go out to VAR? That was so obviously offside. Why they wasted time going to VAR, weren't we, John?
Yeah.
We just couldn't believe
it. Well, yeah, he's probably off. The lino was so short.
He had a shocking game, the lino. We seem to have a lot
the ref. Ref couldn't have a
ref
great game,
the linos for both games were pretty awful.
Yeah, they were. We've won a pair of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything to say about your big night out, John?
Yeah, no, it was, great goal, a good win, a boring game to watch, is what I'd say.
Lenny boy!
Hello.
You missed the light show.
Yay!
You missed ABBA.
Oh, yes, wonderful.
I know you never go to the European nights. It's a matter of principle now for you, isn't it?
It is, but I don't think I'd better do two in a week anyway, if it weren't a matter of principle.
Yeah, you weren't happy being there Sunday, to be honest.
Oh, no, I wasn't really. No, I wasn't. It is becoming a bit much for that type, that brand of football.
Sorry, I'm just going to mute Nigel when, because that background is a bit jarring. So I'm going to bring you back in, Nigel, in a little while.
Yeah. So what did you want to talk about? Thursday night.
Football.
I like my Thursday night at home. Yeah. Look, we won. I'm really pleased that we won. It's a tough watch. I won't deny it. But we won. Important game. Important that we won that.
Was it though?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
I mean, I know we're top of the group and everything, but. Is it important? I mean,
yeah, that we want to win the group. We don't need loads of games coming at us like
surprised.
This all the time.
I think Freiburg are got more goal difference than us, but it's head to head.
Head to head. We don't care. We're going to beat them. We're going to top the group. That's what Moyes ball is for.
We're going to win against Topola.
Moyes ball is for topping groups.
Oh, okay. All
right. You know, we don't like it. But
so Europa League is not just for Christmas. We want it all year round. And
yeah, we do.
Name drop. As I said on Talk TV last night, we want to win the Caribou Cup and the
we want to do as best as Europa we can League. In the competitions we're in.
And we want to go to Europe for a fourth year running.
That'd be good. Although I'm getting a bit of Premier League apathy.
Really? Well, I said... if we win the Europa League, here's the scenario. We win Europa League, we're in Champions League. You've got to renew David Moyes' contract, haven't you? If he gets us in Champions League.
It's not my job, sunshine. If he gets us into Champions League, maybe. It depends. It's still, the situation don't change. It's how he works with Timmy. Little Tim.
Timmy
Mallet. Scarf.
Tilly Mallet. Anyway, I'm not sure there's a lot more to say. You know, job done. I think the term is, we ground one out. Is that the right term, John?
Ground one out.
Yeah.
Yes, you could call it that.
Is that not the right term to say?
I don't know. We ground out the victory, maybe. We're not
ground one out. Yeah, we
did. Sounds like out. Knocking one out to me.
Oh, okay. That's a bit smutty. there's not a lot to say about back to the football, and it's not we didn't play Arsenal as I thought we did when I talked to Talk TV. All right, it's been a lot of games at London Stadium. It's hard to
there is that.
But obviously we played Nottingham Forest. Not Notts Forest. Apparently you get in trouble for calling
Notts
Forest.
Oh, no, don't like that. You should know that.
What, yeah, I know that. But that's what David Moyes called them on his
interview. Oh, he's a fucking idiot. Yeah, he probably knows they don't like it. That's why he said it.
Yeah. Anyway, Notts Forest.
Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest.
Or just Forest.
Big game. Needed 3 points. We're going to come to you, Nigel. Back on the road. Road noise included.
Oh, you've unmuted me now.
Yeah.
Can I just say, dickhead, right?
Right, go on.
What am I doing? What am I doing right now?
I don't know. What are you doing?
He's driving.
I know. What's he doing? He's muting himself. Are you muting yourself?
I'm driving.
Yeah.
So, right. So why message me to say text me? I mean, I can't text you.
Yeah, I know. All right, you're right. But I was just.
you can in Sean's car.
Yeah, you can. You can have voice to text actually.
Fucking hell!
You've got an iPhone.
Sean's car will drive you.
Well, yeah.
When I'm not crashing it, that is.
Yeah, but
when he hasn't crashed it. Nigel? Did you know he'd crashed his car?
I crashed my Tesla.
You never told me this.
I crashed my Tesla.
Did you know he's crashed a Tesla into another Tesla?
Oh, fuck.
It was a double Tesla.
It was a Tesla on Tesla action.
Anyway, oh, well. Back to the football.
Whose fault? Was it yours?
My fault, yeah. I should have been using self-drive, but the human was at fault for driving it. Anyway, Nigel, we were expecting you on Sunday. But
yeah, well, sometimes life gets...
A little birdie tells me that you've had your car troubles as well. Someone bumped into someone.
Yeah, but that weren't the reason I weren't there.
Sam's dad birthday as well. He told me that as well.
There was birthdays and family events. So it was one of them where it was.
So you left your tickets empty. I messaged you. I said, "Can I have your tickets?" No answer.
Yeah, but what you did there was, while you spend your life WhatsApping people boring shit,
yeah,
you sent me a text.
Oh, is that how it confused you?
Yeah, and that went in with the other 95 texts on my phone that I haven't looked at.
The raw activation codes, if it's anything like fucking mine.
Yeah, so actually, I didn't realise you'd text me that until...
Charlie wasn't there either, was he?
Well, no, because he was with me, wasn't he?
Did you watch the game though?
Yes, I watched it all.
Okay.
Yeah. I probably saw more of it than you by the amount of videos you posted on Twitter.
We did invite, right? Because poor old Len was Billy No Mates.
I like it like that.
And I said, "Come down with us and stand with us." He went, "Oh no, I'm not standing for the whole game."
No, I'm struggling a bit. I'm struggling.
So he didn't. He went up there on his own.
Seats and spoke to Father John.
I don't think he was there. I didn't see him.
It's a busy day. He's always hit or miss on a Sunday. Well,
Miriam is not there anymore. He hasn't come all season. You know, he's given up the ghost.
Perhaps an American lacrosse team was over.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
Because he's been to the baseball and he's been to the, the basketball and he's been to the American football. So,
well, the Americans are obviously taking credit for the two win, because John and the one who cannot be mentioned, because he's recording a podcast with another podcast, and I won't mention his name.
He's on shit hammer time tonight.
I know, but I'm not going to use his name. They reckon they were the reason we won both, sitting in their corporate boxes, eating their corporate food.
Yeah.
Anywho... Nottingham Forest.
The fucking football don't look any better from up there, though, does it?
Well, I think they had good seats, actually.
This is
they
where
had
we
the,
may
have
a disagreement, because I sat at home and watched it, I just cannot fathom out the reaction.
Goals are fun.
Goals are fun, yeah. I don't mind you using it, as long as you say, "My mate," as my mate says.
What was I going to do? On TV last night, I used goals are fun. I'm going to go, "By the way, I nicked that from Nigel. He's the shed man. I do a podcast with him." He's going to go, "What are you talking about, Sean?"
No, what you say is, "My mate, as my mate says, goals are fun." Yeah, you don't try and nick it for yourself.
Well,
I feel like one of your script writers.
Nigel,
you know full well that Sean hasn't got any real genuine... knowledge or interest in any of this. He just plagiarises everything.
But you know what?
He comes out with
talking
something of his own.
Mark Sagers didn't even know who Will Still is when I went, "Oh, Will Still was there."
Why should he? I don't understand this. Why?
Yeah, if he knows about football, Will Still, there's been so many stories written about him. He goes,
"Well,
tell
everyone's
me more, like."
Yeah, but everyone's saying it without. No one can say it without saying, "Oh, we love stuff and Football Manager." It doesn't sound too impressive, does it? I mean, I've got nothing against the guy. He might be fucking great. But look, I don't know anything about him, and I don't understand why anyone else should.
Yeah.
Well, I think that there's the thing is, obviously he's a very young manager. He's still early 30s. You know, you want a manager to earn their Spurs. He is earning their Spurs. If you look, they're fifth in the league. Until they'd come up the PSG. I think they'd won two, drawn two of their previous four games. They could play PSG the week on the Saturday. It's why he was over. It's obviously...
But do you know what? It wasn't... People go, shock... When I did the picture, shock, horror, West Ham fan watches West Ham game.
Yeah.
Well, not every West Ham game watches it from the press box as a guest of the club and then goes to the director's box to meet the directors afterwards. That's all I'll say.
But my point is, if he manages in France and we're a Premier League team that actually is paying twice a week. There's so much football going on. Why should you know about this geezer?
Yeah.
Well,
No, I don't think that. The only thing is, you'd think Mark Saggers, he's supposed to be predominantly, I thought, a sports journalist. Because that's how he started out life. So I am surprised he didn't know who Will still is. But we all take notice of him because obviously he's a West Ham fan. If he weren't a West Ham fan,
we would talk about him.
Yeah, fair enough.
We wouldn't talk about him. We wouldn't be, you know, the those that fawn over him. You know, I don't get how a bloke that's managed in the French league.
He's not. He's not going to reflect. Let's be honest, right?
No, yes. But a lot of people going, oh, I'd love it if he took over.
Yeah, but he's not ready yet. We know that. Senior source have said he's not ready yet. Was he a guest of the club? Yes, he was. Did he probably say hello to the directors while he was there? Yes, he did. Does it mean anything? No, it doesn't.
He looked good in a West Ham coat, though, didn't he?
Yeah. Do you know who did that for us?
Russ?
No. Russ took the picture from his button monkey, and I got in trouble for not crediting. The picture of him in a West Ham
coat. Sound like you, Sean.
Came from Adam Lever.
Barrow. Did what come from Adam?
He did the mock-up picture of him in the coat with his ginger hair. And
so I didn't see this.
He wasn't in a West Ham coat. And Adam also wrote the whole history about Will Steele for a 6'2" article that I put up today. So thanks, Adam. Your yellow card is rescinded.
Adam is one of the fanboys, I must admit, on Twitter.
Will Steele, I know he is. He's a big fan.
I don't get it. I expect a reaction after we lose, but when we win, come back from behind, it's a tough game. I don't get the reaction now. The negative reaction. The negative reaction we've had
for winning 3-2.
From two wins.
I ain't seen it. Why? Where did you get this negative reaction from?
On YouTube.
Look on Twitter. Look on YouTube. Yeah.
I don't see it.
Have a look at watch Claret and Booze last night.
Claret and Booze.
I did. I enjoyed it. You got to have a laugh. At least they enjoy themselves.
No. Yeah. All right. They have a laugh, but. A lot of it, you read some of the comments in there and you think, are you people, it's hard to know if they're serious.
I did laugh that fucking poor Suchet got the donkey. Funny enough, I didn't see much of the game, but in the end, he hit the crossbar, he got another one, really good save by the geezer, and he got the winning goal. And that gets you a fucking donkey now. Laugh about it.
Yeah,
don't have to be serious
why.
All the time.
I didn't get the donkey
reference. Come on.
What's
the
donkey reference?
Well, he played like a donkey, so he got four or less.
I don't know how Soufal got the man of the match. Anyway, let's go back a little bit.
We were talking about Suchet.
I know we were. I was talking about Soufal. 3-2, early goal, Lucas Paquetá, Nigel.
Yeah.
Good start.
Good start, yes.
Celebrating right in front of us, did his little routine.
Sometimes when you score early in your West Ham, that don't mean nothing. It means it could be a long game sometimes scoring early, because you just know that while there's only one game that we've not scored in, there's we've not kept many clean sheets either.
Yeah.
So we're conceding a lot as well.
But he's looking good, Paquetá. Two goals in the week. Settled our nerves down a bit. But of course, they came back. I was just turning to... who was the Turkey? Big Keith. I was just saying to Big Keith, whatever we do, because they came back at us, we can't concede before half time. And as I was telling him that...
He went in.
It went in at 44 minutes.
And it was looking, it was coming.
It was coming, wasn't it? I mean, that wasn't any great mystic meg. You could see the goal was coming. Although, I haven't seen the replay, but from the ground, and I'll ask you this, Nigel, it looked like they'd fouled Suchet in the run-up to the goal, and it shouldn't have been given.
No, he fell on his arsehole.
Did he?
I watched it again today.
It didn't look like that.
I don't think he did, no.
So you thought that goal was valid? It wasn't a foul?
Yeah, completely valid.
Yeah.
Obviously, we they come back out. Score
my
a goal.
Comment, score. My comment at the time about that first goal was like Zuma just looks injured, and he was way off the pace for the. He didn't even follow the run.
You're right. Zuma did look injured. So did their player.
Zuma looks injured every game.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just let the guy go. He just was nowhere near him.
Yeah. He got many more games than him. Poor sod. Still, there you go.
So they go ahead on 63. We just seem to switch off for a minute, and you just think, oh, here we go again. And that man on fire, Bowen, puts it in on 65, 2 minutes later.
I mean, the funny thing is, I'm sure, you know, if I'd have been at the game, Len would have gone, another one in the window. You know, there's this 15-minute window. Oh, it was a bit just after, but something about early doors, second half with West Ham, you know, 63rd minute, so that's 18 minutes after the restart. But we're still conceding. At the wrong. Well, there's no good time to concede, is there? Actually,
no.
So, but you know when you think it's I don't know why we can't stamp that out. I don't know how we get to stamp that out, but it was a bad goal to concede.
It could have gone. I mean, certainly the Forest guy goes. It could have gone either way. Obviously. Suchek hit the crossbar before he scored, and he scored on 88. Two assists from James Ward-Prowse. Still can't get in the England squad. Those corners are deadly.
Those corners are deadly.
Get my camera out for every corner because I think it's going to go in for.
Why do you keep saying about James Ward-Prowse in England? What's your concern about that?
James Ward-Prowse for England. I think he gives something. With all the shit that's in the England squad, I think there should be a place for James Ward-Prowse.
You're trying to tell me no one in the England squad can take fucking set pieces and we need James Ward-Prowse?
No, corners, not as good as James Ward-Prowse.
Do you know what? Need to let it go and take your fucking claret and blue glasses.
Do you know what?
Really.
If I'm honest with you, I don't watch England anymore. Unless it's
nor
a,
do I.
I don't watch it, so I don't know.
People just like to throw a stat and just have a dig at fucking silly bollocks.
I don't watch friendlies.
James Ward-Prowse is like a horse for the course. It's like horses
for exactly.
courses. Yeah, he's ideal for our setup because we're now scoring more goals from set pieces. But England aren't going to play like that, are they?
Just for the course.
With a bit more skill.
He is. He's turning more
and more. And he's just got a bit more skill.
He's just got the reputation, hasn't he, as well?
Although his free kicks have been a bit wayward, he still hasn't
hit the target at all.
Anyway, 3-2, lots of fun. We're going to move. I'm going to mute you just for a little while. Don't take offence on your road noise, Nigel. But I'm going to move on to Johnny Boy.
Hello.
Oof, silence. Oh, that's like, it's like all the listeners are going, what a relief. I haven't got that road noise.
Yeah.
Unless they're driving along.
It's like a neighbour who's been mowing the lawn or using a cutter all the time, and then suddenly it turns off and you go, oh, peace and quiet. Anyway, John, 3-2. Do you want me to give you a stat attack?
Go on then. Come on,
West
let's
Ham.
Have it.
Had possession again, 54%. Didn't look like that at times. 46 for the Forest. 16 shots from West Ham. 6 on target. 10 from the Forest. 5 on target. We had a total of 9 corners to their 4. We had 9 fouls. And they fouled 12 times. Dirty, dirty Forest. Did you enjoy it? You watched it at home, yeah?
Okay, of course, yeah.
I can't remember what were you doing, why you didn't want to come again.
I was hanging.
Oh, were you?
I'd been out, I had a big thing on a Saturday. I was hanging. And, you know, to get up there for 1 o'clock or whatever time you've got to be up there for.
It wasn't early one again.
You've got to leave at 10:30 or half 10.
You're right.
Anyway, I did watch it. And, it was a good start, wasn't it? Good goal.
Yeah.
It was a decent second half, entertaining second half. At the first half, we looked very typical of how we set up, and we when we're given possession of the ball, There was a lot of sideways and backwards passing.
Yeah.
And we'd look pretty void of finding a way of breaking through. We got the early goal. We didn't press on that in any way. They got control of the game. They got a goal at the worst time, just before half time. They got their goal. Then they came out and scored again, but we reacted. And, you know, the positive side of it was Moyes made a substitution that wasn't defensive. You know, he took off the defensive midfielder and brought on a striker, which was a shock to me. Didn't expect that.
Yeah, I know. It was a bit strange, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was just very un-Moyes-like. So, you know, he did that, and I don't know what massive effect it had having Antonio on there. He does cause havoc. But obviously we turned it round, which was great. The two set-piece goals.
Did we deserve to win, John?
Yeah, I'd say overall. I'd say overall we deserve to win. But I am a West Ham fan.
You're a little bit biased, yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's a good result. We needed
good
it.
Good result. We ground one out, another one out. Well, no, we didn't grind this one out. We just scored more goals than we let in, really. The old-fashioned thing, right? Score more goals than you let in. That's the secret.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a few cleared off the line. A good save or two from Areola as well. So... Lenny boy.
Yep.
You were there.
I was.
I saw you.
Yeah.
I had a toothache. You bought me a Coca-Cola, didn't you?
I did. Well, I said get something alcoholic and sluice it round the tooth.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, each to their own. If you want a sugary drink or sweeteners, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Not often I get the credit card out, Sean, so you should have took not true. It's about time you bought a drink.
I bought you a drink the other
week. You did.
Yeah.
The other week.
Yeah.
That was a long while ago.
Yeah, it was only the last time.
I think
time
we
I saw
were
you
top of the league.
The last time I saw you. So, yeah, what did you make of it? Is Moyes a tactical genius?
No. Nope.
Can we take anything away from that game beyond the
Six,
result?
3 points.
3 points before the break. We go ninth, which is great. Just 2 points behind Brighton. 3 points behind Newcastle. 1 point above Chelsea. 1 point above Brentford. 2 points above Wolves. 2 points above Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
And 3 points above Everton. And yeah. 4 points above Nottingham Forest, of course.
All them teams you mentioned, I seem to enjoy watching them more for some reason. Because it's Moyes' ball. Well, we get the win. It does work, really.
Goals are fun. Did you watch the Chelsea? I know it's not a Chelsea and Man City podcast.
Oh, wasn't it fucking great? I didn't see all of it.
Yeah, I was watching the goals on the way back.
Back to our game.
Yeah, go on.
As John alluded to, same setup, but we got no movement and we got no pace in attack, and it's rigid, but it works if you get the set pieces, which is what we did. Moyes' ball's got two wins in a week, and I don't know what else to say about it, really. There's no movement, and that's what causes it, and that's what's because. I watched it again today, as I usually do. Now, it looked much better on TV than it did there, because the problem is when no one's moving about and no one's got any pace, there's no excitement there, and everyone's sitting there in that stadium, and there's a lot of people to come to the football now.
You can see it better there, can't you? You've got the overview
there. No movement at all.
Yeah.
It's like literally table football.
Yeah, the crowd was there as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, because there's nothing coming off the pitch to get you excited.
I mean, I must admit, it was it's just a little bit weird. Atmosphere. We sing Bubbles and then it goes quiet. And
What is this 2 o'clock kickoffs all the time now?
I don't know. It's a right.
Yeah, all the teams are playing at 2.
I mean, this one was on Sky, to be fair, John. But
why are they doing these 2 o'clock kickoffs all the time?
Well, I don't know if you know what they're going to do next season. Do you know?
Yeah, I've seen that.
They're going to show Sunday,
8 o'clock Sunday nights.
We're going to show Sunday games to take advantage of all the England teams in Europe. Say something nice about.
Well,
David
no,
Moyes.
This is it. I'm not. It's not that I'm saying things bad. I'm trying to give an explanation of why people aren't enjoying it, and you can't deny that people. Listen, Nigel's popped away for 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, yes.
Which is fucking great because he goes on. he goes on claret and fucking booze, but what they say is he might think it's negative and he don't like it and he disagrees in the comments, but what they're actually saying is true and they're putting a good case together saying it. You can agree with what they're saying and still, you know, say, well, you know, Moyes boy is working under these circumstances. It don't look good when you go to the game. It don't.
But it's not fun to watch.
No, it's not. But you know it's going to beat an inferior side, which was what Forest were. Because they've only had 3 transfer windows. So, and when you, like, before kickoff, you asked for Sean, and you said how it's going to go. I said, barring a calamity, I'm confident we'll win, but you don't know when that calamity is going to happen. And it nearly kind of did happen, but that we did, there was chances created from the way we played. It don't look good, but we could have got 5 goals.
Well, I'm just going to remind.
And then when they go in, you're not talking about the tactics that they're that the Claret and you boys are being consistent about. I mean, so they're not wrong.
He did take off Alvarez on 19 and come bring on Antonio. So that was 11 minutes ago, a bit more of an attacking move.
But he just swaps the fucking player. I think it was 4-4-2. I couldn't really see from the other end.
It didn't swap the player. We then changed in the formation. It did change.
But I couldn't see that, Nigel. This is what I'm saying. At the game, I couldn't see if it went to a 4-4-2.
But
it was 10 minutes of it.
Where's your road noise gone, Nigel?
Well, I'm in the hotel room.
Is it a Premier Inn or a...
It is.
Nice.
Yeah, Premier Inn executive room.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Nice.
So yeah, they look after me. I'm down here for 3 weeks.
Be grinding one out later.
Oh, what? And this is the thing. I caught the bit where you said, you know, about he bought subs on formations. It's the same thing. But I don't get it. It ain't the same.
But what I'm saying is, from where I was sitting, it looked like the same. I don't know if it's 4-4-2 or not, but it's not necessarily better than Moyes' ball. We don't necessarily produce more chances. It's just that with the Moyes' ball, they probably gave away too many set pieces for us.
Hold on, and this is the thing. Do you not think that when the players are on the pitch, do you think Moyes is sending them out there saying...
No, I think it's the training. I think it's drilled into the training. I think the problem is a training issue now. It's what happens on the
I don't see it. I see it as individual mistakes made by players. I watch Pakatar and 50. No word of lie. That game, 50% of what he tried didn't come off. Now, 50% of what he did was outstanding. And he's a luxury player, and perhaps you have to accept that, like him. A bit with Di Canio. Di Canio did things that would frustrate the life out of me, but I loved him. And I think Pakatar, we're far better with him than without him. But the criticism given to some of the players, like the Souček and everything, when actually Pakatar gives the ball away more than any other player, and Kudus in a way, yeah.
But because no one's creating room, they've got to do something fucking silly, Billy, and take it random.
That's the players then, isn't it? That's the play. When you know, there was a thing the other week, I think it was Ben Rama, I think it was against Olympiacos. Straight away, he had a shot from outside the area. If he'd have played the ball through the middle, because he's out wide left, he plays the ball, Bowen's running through. Whose fault is that? Is that Moyes' fault? Or is that Ben Rama's fault? Because a lot of it, what I see, is players making bad decisions on the pitch.
And that's Moyes' fault because he plays Ben Rama.
Well, you can't.
But Ben Rama's decision making. His decision making is terrible. He's proven it time and time again.
Well, when you're going to drop him, if it's Moyes, Moyes includes him.
But he does drop him. He does drop him.
Yeah, but if he picks him again and keeps doing the same thing.
2 years ago. The fanboys were all over Ben Rama, and he was like, "Oh, Moyes is."
I don't know who you.
They was loads. You go on Twitter.
Yeah, I know, because they love a skillful player. They don't know. It don't mean to say they just like the fucking ballers. They know fuck all about football. You don't even have to listen to them and take it all in, right?
It's the FIFA generation, isn't it?
Yeah, I know it is.
The FIFA generation wouldn't have put up with Billy Bonds.
No, they probably wouldn't have. How would they understand Jeff Pike?
There's a great one. They wouldn't understand. Jeff Pike weren't a winger, but he played out wide. But he weren't a winger. But what a job he did for West Ham for years and years. And this is the thing. Souček does a job.
Yeah, what a right decision it was to leave him on. I was thinking when he took Alvarez off, I thought, well, take Souček off. That's what I'm thinking.
Sometimes I can see we can all look back with rose-tinted glasses. Oh, we played football like this. And I've said it before, and I will maintain it, that if I had a choice of playing to watch Harry Redknapp's West Ham or David Moyes' West Ham, I'd be queuing up on the Harry Redknapp door all day long.
But you've branded two types of football there. But no. You don't seem to recall the. I mean, I remember they couldn't hardly win away from home
We used to win three games a year away from home. That's it. And there was one, I went to Chelsea where we won 1-0 and we spent 75 minutes defending. It brought Kitson on late and got a winner.
Yeah, I remember that.
With 10 minutes to go. And it was a smash and grab. But we celebrated, but I never pulled it apart. I was never like. I just watch some of these things. Well, I watch Carrot and Booze, and I'm mystified. You know, four of the people on Carrot and Booze, were not David. It's not you. I don't even class myself as a David Moyes fan.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question about that then. Right, and I alluded to it earlier, saying I'm a little bit. Premier League, I've got Premier League apathy. Now, let me tell you what I mean for that. I'm sitting there watching the game, and I'm not one that's gone to two games in a week, by the way. But we know we're not getting relegated or even going to be in a relegation fight. We know we're not going to win the league. Right?
Yeah.
So, when you get 60,000 people in that stadium,
yeah.
If you're not going to try something different, when are you going to do it? And I think that's what I'm hearing from them.
What different do you want to see?
I don't know. I want to see him do something else. I don't have to come up with the answers about who the next manager should be, what the tactics should be, who we should sign. He's the one that's getting paid for it. Let's see if he can do something different, because everyone seems to think his job's on the line and it's finishing the end of the year. I'll swallow the fucking Moyes ball because I see it works. But I'm not going to make excuses for the guy not about style of football.
It's
as
just
in
not fun to watch, is it?
But that's the truth. But I'm not going to complain about that when we're winning. But what I am saying is, when are you going to show us something different, Moyes? And this is what people have got against Souček, because I think he's playing the right this year, but people were blaming the player and not the game, if you know the saying. Do you know what I mean?
I know. A lot of Souček's stick actually comes from those that really dislike Moyes. Yeah.
Because
his team is the Fellaini.
Yeah, it's the manifestation of Moyes ball.
Yes. Absolutely. For me, he's the Kevin Nolan of Sam Allardyce. But the funny thing is, Nolan actually won me over. Because when Nolan turned up at West Ham, I weren't having him. Because
you're prejudiced.
Did you hear his video?
Yeah, I did. That's just, as I said, if you're Moyes in, you hear it's all a load of rubbish. If you're Moyes out, you just go, well, he would say that, wouldn't he? And actually, both sides are right.
I would like to see Moyes.
Say that.
I would like to see Moyes out, but I accept that Moyes is there and this is what we've got and what will be. It's no point every time, I said at the beginning of this.
But what do you want then, John? And this is the thing I don't get. What do
he
you
doesn't
get?
Want to wish his life away.
We've just
beat a giant of European football and we've just won 3-2 against Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, I thought they were the giants of European football.
Obviously, I was there watching that game on Thursday night. It was shit boring game to watch. It was really unentertaining.
But did they make it boring?
Well, I don't know. I've found my own entertainment out of the ghost ship.
They come out, they defended deep. We're never going to win.
But that's also
to break them down.
But that's a similar thing to what happened at the weekend. It's quite often the case now where the only time we actually look really threatening is when we don't have possession. When we have a low possession and we try and do people on the counter, and then we can look threatening in attack, and we can defend well at times. But when we get given the ball like we did the weekend, when we have more possession, we struggle. We've got no inspirational flair there. That it comes, we literally pass sideways and backwards and sideways and backwards. We get more possession, but we don't do a lot with it.
Play like that.
Well, Forest didn't. I know they lost,
it's just a boring watch, isn't it? And that's the fact. I mean, what do we want? I don't know. I want something a bit more lively. I want to see. Yeah. I'd like to see a bit more energy and a bit more pace, a bit more guile, a bit more having a go at teams. You know, I would like to see that more.
Well,
yeah, I know. But yeah,
it's not that. I thought it was really important that we won Thursday, and that being the case,
it was
a good
result.
Yeah,
but we won by two set piece goals, which is the archetypical setup that we're set up for now. We all said it at the beginning of the season, we will score a lot of set pieces.
And we did that when we finished sixth.
Used to talk about it, didn't they?
You're a bit of a downer. Yeah. We've won two games.
No,
two,
I know.
No,
but
there's no downer.
What I'm saying is, there's chips with everything, isn't it?
Before the international break. I mean,
there's no downer. It's just
be happy.
Yeah,
we're just giving you an explanation of what we see and what we think when we're there. You can go to these games. And everyone sees, and you can hear the people when they're saying... There was a guy behind me who complained about everything. But literally, all game.
I enjoyed Sunday.
But everything he said was right.
I enjoyed Sunday.
Okay, but
But people were like that with John Lowell. Yeah, people were like that with Ron Greenwood.
But people like their football and they like to see the tactics as they want played out on the pitch.
In 20 years' time, we're going to look back at this David Moyes era with fondness.
What Moyes has achieved.
What he's achieved.
He's stable. The stability. The success. The European.
Yeah.
Whatever. You can't deny it. But then you can't just say that's really really good. Yeah. Don't it? Just accept it when everyone can see it's still shit to watch.
His time will come soon enough. I think he'll be gone in the summer.
John. So if it was better to watch. Yeah, and this is the crux of it, and there is no medium. But if it was better to watch, but we weren't in Europe, yeah, and we were finishing 10th, 11th, yeah, because we were losing two, then winning two, would that keep you happy? Because there is a strange thing that I never thought that, obviously, the thing is, with Moyes, 3 years of European football, because when he first got us into Europe, I remember saying, you know, we should bin off the league because getting in...
We should enjoy it, yeah, maybe.
We should enjoy Europe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I thought being in Europe and continuing to be in Europe would mean we'll finish 16th, 17th. It didn't, he finished 7th. Now, I know we had a nosedive up with January, but he did get us to the semi-final of the competition. He finished 7th, got us in Europe again. He then won that tournament by not losing a game. And everything's thrown at him about that, but then which gets you back into Europe for a third season running. Never been done before. He's done so many different, and this is the thing I don't get, where the lack of respect for him. If he's sacked tomorrow and he's replaced, the king is dead, long live the king. Yeah? You can't really judge his Premier League record against other managers until it's finished, because some weeks Kerbyshe's got a better record than him. When he loses, that's how fine line it is. And some weeks, he's got the better record.
Who cares?
And that's the thing. That's just for bits of paper. But as we say, football ain't played on paper.
But the other side of that...
on a pitch, and we view it with our eyes. The problem I have with ain't in a way that people say, I'd prefer it if we play football. Some of the outright hatred that I see from fans on Twitter and on YouTube... I'm sorry, I can't fathom it out. I can't.
Yeah, because they've had enough of him, and they're two platforms that, you know.
Had enough of him. I just don't.
But people are allowed to. I mean, it doesn't mean to say I agree.
No, come on. This is the funny thing is, with a lot of the arguments on both sides, the funny thing is, I will say, is there's some pro Moyes people. That and it's almost like there's a war going on to wind each other up.
Yeah, I think that's how I see it.
And I think this is why I think some of it with what I see.
Was it like the Brexit vote?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it is like that. But
it's they're out to, and now I just let them get on with it because I can see that you don't really, you're just doing it to wind them
up.
But,
you know.
Yeah, they are.
It's a game, isn't it? Everyone's having but it's also content. And
yeah,
it's also,
you
know,
can't.
It's all just...
There isn't let's take Nick Kinnan.
When you put donkey's heads on players.
You take things too seriously.
When you listen to what they say.
I don't listen.
No. You know they mean it. And it
They would have had enough. They would have had to have enough. No, it doesn't mean to say...
That's disrespectful.
Look, come on, look. It's not. If you ask me, Moyes needs a new project. He doesn't need someone with, like, Tim Steiden around, because he's the type of guy, David Moyes, that grabs a club that needs sorting out and goes and sorts it out. You can't stop people disliking him because football's boring, because he kind of is.
But if he starts, you know, if he now, you know, that substitution of Alvarez for Antonio, I can't remember the last time he'd done that.
No, so surprised me.
So if he starts doing, but see the other side of it, we're talking about, you know, obviously we're in Europe and we're in the league. But then with that stat that came up, if you were watching it, you would have seen it as well. He's used the least players in the Premier League than any other club. So he keeps banging on the same time again.
Why is that a bad thing?
Because he's been there for 3 years. We've been in Europe for 3 years. You need to build the club to be able to compete on two fronts,
right,
don't you?
Here's another boring stat for you then, John, yeah? He's given 20 youth players their debuts.
20 youth players?
I'd love you to name them.
That was a thing that came out, that he's given 20 debuts to academy players.
Well, who when you say, who got put that out there? Was it an article?
I think so, yeah. I think it might have been The Athletic.
All right, I'll have a look at that.
Be interesting to see.
But what you got to remember is that there was like a European game, I think it's Zagreb, where he put 7 out in one go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is where you can get, actually,
people will
go with stats and they'll use that. And then you think, oh, because people will go, see, he does play the kids. But then when you look at it, it's in a League Cup second round game against Macclesfield and it's Dynamo Zagreb in a Europa League game where we'd already won the league.
But he's kind of, see, he's on a hiding to nothing now. He really could, you know, like Len's saying, you know, we're in the league where he's got, the, you know, we're not going to win anything, we're not going to lose him, we're in the league and whatever. He could really go for it at times, or he could put on a Scholes and give him a run out. He could do these things that would change the fan base round if he wanted to. If he was listening, does he listen? Does he listen? I doubt he does.
But, no, of course he don't. But do you not think that sometimes, because of the pressure, and bearing in mind, you know, a lot of people do say that the pressure on David Moyes comes from outside the club, not inside. You know, the pressure comes from that. What's happened now is, I find bonkers, is that the mainstream media pick up on what goes on by the non-mainstream media. And they then start, because they want content, they'll use that content. So the negativity feeds from the fan base outwards.
And sometimes.
Media they might report on it.
Also, you need to understand that there can be, like, yesterday I found it boring. But only because of the way that, you know, we didn't take any players on. Did no movement, no pace. But I don't need to do a tweet and say, well, that was boring. But you've got to understand that Nick Killington doing what he does and enjoying winding people up, he does have to do that tweet. But it's only the people that see that tweet, and because the people interact with that tweet, that becomes content that the people pick up on. It doesn't mean to say, I go as far as saying, I don't think David Moyes gives one fucking flying fuck whatever anyone thinks.
I don't think he does.
I'm sure he does.
So why just to pick up a narrative that just the Clement and Booth boys does? Because that's not...
No, it's
that's
not just the same. And this is the thing. A lot of people go, I think you said, when you look at it, you know, I follow 3,500 accounts on Twitter. And most of it, after the game, was... negative.
Well,
stay off Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, but if you look, I don't even react.
Oh, I don't. I can't be arsed with it. I really can't be arsed with it.
I don't like it just because, you know, I'm not just going to keep saying the same things. I'll get bored. And that's the thing I don't get. You know, look, people just say the same thing. At the end of the day, no one really knows.
Flip-flop. Who knows? And do you know what? I don't think David Sullivan knows.
No. It,
because I think, well, let's see where we are. Is he going to get a contract now? Is he going to get a contract over summer?
Was all that talk of it, the official announcement that he wasn't going to get a contract? Where did that come from?
That was obviously leaked. But did it come? All I know is, right, senior source, rode back a little bit. So, yes, there was some talk. He's got to get on with Tim Steidham, right, in January. Fine. Okay. Right. Then there was a bit of, see, I was right not to give him an early contract renewal. Fine. That stands on his own merit. But I do not believe, I know there's been a lot of reports and rumours, that David Moyes has been told that he's not going to have his contract renewed in the summer. Untrue. Has he already taken a job upstairs at the board? Untrue. Is he going to take a role at UEFA? Not that I'm aware of. I think, and whether this suits both parties or not, typical David Sullivan, typical David Moyes, they will leave it to the end of the season. And then they will decide whether they offer him another contract or not, which he might tell him to bugger off because he might be lining up another contract. So here's the problem. He may be lining up a better job somewhere else.
He won't get a better job.
Well, you say that, but actually, I think some people look at what he's done at West Ham, right?
Yeah, Odin.
Come on in.
I don't know who, but I'll tell you what. Nottingham.
West Ham? Huh? Newcastle?
Well, Newcastle probably not, no.
Right then. Aston Villa?
Aston Villa probably not. You're using the worst examples.
No, no. You say.
No, there isn't anyone.
West Ham, Sean. Who is it?
What? I just think someone will look at the experience that maybe either.
Back to Everton.
Well, so you know what? I could see that. I could see him going to Everton.
Right, but that's not a better job than West Ham.
No, but I just think.
And he won't go to Everton because Dyche is turning him around.
I think that, if I'm honest with you, I think the reason none of us can predict what's going to happen in the summer is because the board haven't decided what's going to happen in the summer, and everything else is speculation.
Well, okay,
well, we don't have to predict, do we?
If the board would shut up, wouldn't it? But then again, that would make life easier if people would stop asking them, Sean.
The truth is, Sean, or anyone else, that there's still loads of football to be played, and we're still in every tournament that we've entered in.
Yeah, they are, you know. Yeah,
so, absolutely. I mean, you've got to play it out.
We could beat Liverpool, and in the League Cup, we're in the quarterfinals. We could up in the semis. We could win that.
So we're right. And if it takes Moyes' ball, that's fucking great. I don't give a shit.
That's what we've always said, isn't it? You know?
But I'm not going to...
Want to have a season in the league and win a cup.
Anyway.
I'm not going to start turning around and say that I'm enjoying the football when I'm not.
Anyway.
And that's... I think how other people see it as well, it's not necessarily... I mean, the Moyes out is already Moyes out, and the Moyes in is already going to...
Yeah,
nothing's going to change their minds.
I mean...
So you've got to see things
and
play
you
out.
And the thing by, you know, one chasing the others away with pitchforks and then chasing the others back, depending on each result. Andy Dennis got it spot on with that cartoon. Yeah. And I
That's going to carry on and on and on and on. Yeah.
Anyway, Sean said anyway twice about a minute ago, which means his dinner must be ready.
No, I've had my dinner before. Well, I was going to move on to news because we're not doing question time tonight for a few reasons.
Hurry up, Sean. I've got a pub to go to.
Well, saying all that, so what's the connotation? Where does that leave us in January?
It doesn't leave us anywhere unless... Look, if David Moyes is... and turns down every striker option or every transfer option given to him by Tim Steyden, that could cause him problems early. But I don't think he's stupid enough to do
City
that.
City come in for 85 mil for Pacatar.
Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen this January because that betting thing is going to carry on for the rest of the season. So they're not going to do that. So that forget that. Ain't going to happen.
I thought that betting thing was going away.
Nope. Nope, not even close to be heard. It took 18 months.
He might not
want to
go at all.
Arsenal one. He might not.
You know, might change his mind.
The amount of time he gives the ball away.
Anyway, we're not doing question time. We are doing news time. But if you want to do your prediction early, so you can go to the pub, Nigel, you can do that and you can miss the news time.
There's no predictions, is there?
Well, there is, because we might not record before and we might forget, or some of us might not be here. So the next one's Burnley. By the way, just giving you a little update, we have done the Super Six like I promised last...
We haven't. Someone else did it. We had more time on their hands than
I did it. Yeah, I did it. And it took a long time, by the way.
It's not fair because some of us don't are not here every week to make a prediction.
Well, I know that, but that's why George has got zero.
Well, I'm not much better.
So the winner, without at the moment, after 18 matches, well, not all of us put in for the first one, Bournemouth. We didn't even make a prediction, but John is leading the way with 27 points with 3 correct answers. He correctly predicted TSC at home, Liverpool away, and a recent one. Oh, Olympiacos away, 1-0. I've got 1 correct and a few right results. I'm on 19 points. Len is in third place with 10 points with quite a lot of, 5 correct results, but not scores. Nigel, very unlike him, is only scored 2 correct results, is on 4. And George, unsurprisingly, on the 2 podcasts he turned up with, he didn't actually make predictions because he didn't stay that long. He's on 0. All to play for, Nigel.
Yeah.
So you don't miss out on it, just in case you want to go to the pub. Burnley away. What's your prediction?
Win 2-0.
Okay, I'm going to put that into the spreadsheet. John?
We're going to win 2-1.
So 2-0 says win, says Nigel. 2-1 win, says John, yeah?
Yep.
Len?
I was going to say 2-1 as well, but I think I say 3-1.
Win?
I think we win 3-1. Because we're not very great at good at the back, are we? That back two's not looking good.
Okay. And, I'm going to go for a tactical loss then, or a draw, because you've all gone wins. I'm playing to win now. I'm going to go for 1-0 loss at Turf Moor.
Need to be patient. Need to play a long game.
Yeah.
That's your problems, Sean.
Well, I should have gone for 1-0 and got 5 points last week, but I didn't.
Well, you should have. I
will put them in the spreadsheet. Nigel, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the pub. What are you going to have in the pub?
Carlsberg.
Carlsberg.
Yeah.
Carlsberg. I could do with a Carlsberg right now.
You missed. We had white and truffles. And a steak.
I might do tonight, John. Yeah.
Marble Arch. We had.
No one cares, Sean.
Lobster linguine and white
truffles. Yeah, no one cares, Sean.
You missed it, Nigel.
No, it's beef eater. So cross the road.
All right. We're going to do a question time next week for everyone if we can. Arrange it.
It's my birthday next Saturday, Monday. So.
Okay. You join us then?
I'm still going to be in Weymouth.
All right. Okay. Well, maybe you have a birthday podcast. Enjoy the steak. Enjoy the.
I'll see you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you, Nigel. Right, cheers, bye-bye. Mate.
Cool. All right. Quickly, some news and then we'll finish up for today. Mumbama, who we talked about last week. David Sullivan has let it be known that he will personally sit down with the agents in an attempt to persuade him to get a new contract with the help of technical director Tim Steiden. It's a tactic that worked with Jared Bowen, and they think they can do the same with the 19-year-old striker. Now, interestingly, he did get 30 seconds on the pitch, didn't he, for the Olympiacos game? But this is what David Moyes said afterwards. Divin was offered a 12-month contract, or was offered a contract 12 months ago.
Well, he's as bad as you, isn't he? Well, fucking big mouth prick.
Divin was offered a contract 12 months ago, but he is the one not agreeing to sign a contract. We really like Divin. He's an East End boy and a West Ham supporter. A great lad. We love him to bits. I feel the best thing for Divin is for him to sign a contract at West Ham. He's got competition in front of him, but he's only young. If I can get him more opportunities, I will do. But he's an 18-year-old centre-forward, and there's not many of them playing in the Premier League right now. A lot of young players are being impatient, but the bigger problem is their agents, who want to take them away and get them games elsewhere. So many are making the wrong decisions. There's a few boys that have left who have made incredibly wrong decisions.
Oh,
they're all
God.
In a great environment here. We're a football club who wants to put young players in. In the main, we don't have huge quads. We're not buying all
shit,
the time.
Wonder why people are fucking Moyes out when he opens his mouth.
Yeah,
and says
but there's a few who left here and made big mistakes. If they're not careful, they can get bad information of what they're doing and how their career path should go. There you go. That's what David always had to say.
Divin, mate, if you're listening, which of course you're not, go somewhere else. Play football. Don't need this shit.
He doesn't... I mean, what's Ngakia and Harris
the fuck? They didn't want to play. The Ngakia was mind. Was already mind that there was... His agent said his mind was already made up before we got into the first team that he was moving on. Why people got to keep bringing it up? There's more to look, there's more football in life than West Ham.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a fucking chance here.
Yeah.
You're not. Okay. I would say
Divin, sign a year's contract. And
that'll
see,
do, yeah.
See
yeah.
what happens.
Yeah.
Do a 12-month and then see what happens.
In other news, Ben Johnson wants $60,000 a week to stay at West Ham. And the powers that be say there's no way he's worth that. He's a fringe player.
Of course he's not.
And the wage ceiling at Brentford is $60,000.
Right. Do you understand? Well, you should listen.
You love that saying.
You surely must understand what the boy's trying to say. What he's saying is, no, he doesn't. What he's saying is, I'm happy to run my contract down, and that someone, a Premier League club might come in, because he's got Premier League experience now, I might want to give me $50,000.
Well, we'll see.
It doesn't mean to say, he's another one. He doesn't want to stay.
Let's move on to Flynn Downs. Apparently, Flynn Downs has not got what it takes. He's unlikely to come back to West Ham and feature in the first team. and they don't think he's got it what it takes to be a Premier League player. I mean, I don't know where Flynn Downs fits into. He's doing very well in the Championship with Southampton. Where does he fit in the current team? Do you know?
Well, he's not in it, so.
Well, where would he fit? He'd be on the bench, wouldn't he? Wouldn't be played.
Well, when he started, he played, you know, when he's.
You're probably saying you'd play him in front of Souček.
He never got played as a defensive midfielder.
No, we don't even know what we're playing.
He never got played in his right position.
No,
as far as I
in the end, it made him a number 10, and he didn't look good there at all. But when he did play in Europe, and he played the Declan Rice role, he looked really good.
Yeah.
How often do you want to play that? I certainly don't want two defensive midfielders, but that's what we get. Yeah. And people wonder fucking why, you know, I don't like how the football looks, even though we win. Because that's how it looks. It's all just too safe. Oh. I watched it today. The commentator says the same thing. Everything's just too safe. Hence, the crowd don't get going. Everything's boring down there.
Yeah, it's just when you've got the three of Alvarez, James Ward-Prowse and Souček, it's not very entertaining.
Anyway, next bit of fun. Agent extraordinaire, friend of David Sullivan and West Ham, Barry Silkman, as we know, was involved in bringing Lucas Paquetar and Thomas Souček to the club. He's had a little outburst on social media, which seemed to have backfired a little bit. He posted a picture in with Lucas Paquetar saying, literally, this was yesterday, obviously both scored goals on Sunday, with Lucas Paquetar, when I bought him to West Ham, he is without the doubt by far the best player they have. It's so sad that not one person in the management team, he's talking about Moyes, ever said, Silky, you did a great job in getting him here. Not one word ever. I also took Thomas Souček there as well. Both deals were very difficult for different reasons. And I can say with my hand on my heart, no one at West Ham would have ever got either of these over the line without me. Never had a well done for Silks for Thomas either. Good to be appreciated. Now,
that sounds to me,
David, that
sounds to me like an agent that's being sidelined at the football club.
It does, doesn't it?
It does to me too.
In any more transfers.
I don't think, right?
Sounds like someone's turned up. Lines,
I don't think Silky and David Moyes get on that well.
He's got no fucking job now.
So what?
Trust
what,
in Timmy.
What people have said after I published this story is, you got paid, didn't you, Silky? Yeah. Well, there's your thanks, right? You got paid. Anywho, big news. The West End Wall has got flags back on it. There were a total of six for the last two games, so mission accomplished there. Thank you, Dodsey. You set me the challenge. There's six flags back on there, including the Ghanaian Hammers.
Ghanaian
Hammers. Last bit of news, a big congratulation to John Rutomski for being awarded the Community Hero of the Year by the Newham Rotary Club. I think it was the Newham Rotary Club. But, you know, he does a lot of good work for Iron Supporting Food Banks. He lives in... Where does he live? Where does John live?
In Cheshire.
And yet he runs a food bank in Newham. You know, that guy puts a lot of time in, does the miles. And I'm glad he's been recognised. He's been put up for a number of awards, but he won this one in the week. There is no question time. I say there's no question time, but someone did send me a question earlier. So I'm going to do just one question this week, and then we're going to say our goodbye. So I'm going to play this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Twitter question time, although this was sent to me on WhatsApp by DJ Leon, actually. He used to be the DJ at Old Upton Park.
Dodsey, I don't understand this. If he was a DJ and Russ was a DJ, how did that work out?
Well, one was a button monkey and pressed the button for bubbles, and the other
one was an actual real DJ.
DJ Leon did the warm-up, so he knew Jack Sullivan, and he used to do the warm-up before everyone came in. Bit like, you know, like the guy who now plays as you won't know because you've never been on a night game, but they've got some DJ, so
another reason why I won't go.
He plays DJ Leon used to play a bit of boom boom music in the sort of hour before the game. That's what he used to do.
All right.
Anyway, anywho.
What did he ask?
DJ Leon says, I've never seen anyone ask this before. It's like price of football, actually. How much do the coaches get paid a week? Good question. I didn't know the answer, so I had to look it up. I could tell you per year, because I think per week it's quite small. So I did some research on this. A goalkeeper, a kit man, earns as much as £56,000 a year. A goalkeeping coach, on average, earns £175,000 a year. First team coaches, on average, earn £250,000 to £500,000 a year.
Do you know, I didn't think it was as much as that.
Yeah. A chief scout, on average, £210,000 a year. Physios, on average, £191,000 a year.
Why would you put them below a coach?
I don't know. Assistant managers, here's the big one. Assistant managers, between £500,000 and £900,000.
And they don't even get listened to at our club.
Assistant managers can earn as much as £1 million. Some of the top ones earn £1 million. An academy manager, £300,000. It's a lot higher than I thought it would be. Yeah. Isn't it, you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, David Moyes is still on £4 million a year by comparison, with £1 million bonus on top of that. So, you know, it doesn't get close to the managers. But you know what? Even the kit man, £56,000 to do the kit. You know, I suppose at the end of the day, there are only 20 kit men in the country or in the world. You know, goalkeeping coaches, there only can be 20 of those. So a lot of these are unique, yeah? I guess physios, that's not any physio. That's probably the chief physio, I would imagine, Len. Anywho, I think we're about done. Do you know what? We've done quite well. We've done 79 minutes, which, considering we're not doing a question time, and we just want to apologise, right? We're not being mean, right? John said earlier he's got a life. He's doing other things tonight. I've been in London all day.
I wouldn't have minded doing question time. You're my friends. No, I didn't. That was last week.
Earlier, before we started the podcast, you said, I'm not feeling too well.
Yeah, but I'm all right now. You've got to live in the now.
Well, do you know what?
I know I didn't feel very well, but now I feel all right.
Len, tonight, right, I've had a long day in London, right? The big smoke.
Yeah, I know you.
Next Monday, right, why don't we do a bumper question time? We won't do anything else. We'll just do question time.
All right.
And if John wants to join, he can join. What do you reckon,
John? Feeling he won't.
Yeah,
but...
okay.
Anyway, we've got our predictions. Well done on leading Super 6. I will create... I'm going to create... we talked about this on Thursday, didn't we, John? I'm going to create a little trophy.
Yeah, we're going to get a little trophy to give us at the end of
just
season
wind
award.
Wind up Nigel, because I know he takes this really personally. But don't worry, he never listens to this, because he never listens to these podcasts, so it's okay. We can say whatever we want. But anyway, I've been Sean. John has been...
happy to be here.
Len has been...
rather unwell, but not so bad at the moment.
And Nigel is supping on his Carlsberg and eating a...
just orders his steak.
Ordered his harvester steak. Bye.
I think it was a beef eater.
Oh, beef eater. Alright. Bye.
Bobby White.
Come on, you Iron.
More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.
And Dodsy, you're too late. You didn't send your question in on time. I gave you 3 warnings. You're out.
The boss is in his last year of his contract. I think it's now sort of... I think after the Conference League final, there was a lot of speculation that he was leaving. Is he going? Is he staying? And I literally... we have a couple of bad games and it's like, yeah, we need to bring someone else in. Is that the right thing? I think it's probably the most stabilised the club's been in a long, long time. I think what we're doing at the minute is really good for the club. I think we're fighting on all fronts. We're in the quarter final of the Carabao. We're top of the group in the Europa League in Europe. We've watched 1 in 18, 19 now. Listen, it baffles me, but the fact is, one thing I will say, he's got thick skin, the boss he has, and all he does is continue to work, do what he does, and just try to get better and make us better each day and each week. It does baffle me, but it's football, and it's unfortunately, it's modern day football.
I think I've probably got the biggest win rate out of a certain amount of managers as well. So I think if you're putting it that way, that's what I do. I win.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.